Hello, everyone. We are going to get started today. I'm going to do a couple of announcements and then we will rock and roll. So let me, where is my announcements? I just had them in my hand. Let's see. This is not it. Hang on. I just pulled a piece of paper out in the middle of my program. So hang on. I'll just add that in wherever I think it's easy, where I see fit. How about that? I like totally pulled a piece of paper out of my whole presentation and was like, this is my announcement. And it totally is not my announcements. All right. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Here's how today's call is going to go. I am going to teach you all about thought reversal or thought reveals. Thought reveals is the finale of Thoughts 2.0 for all you guys. This is a newer concept. It's one I've been developing and I love it. And I think it's going to be super helpful. I've been thinking about, let me tell you why I decided to create something around thought reveals. A lot of times, let's say that we're going to, let's take the witching hour. So for all of you, just as a tease, the month of August, we are going to be studying basically the witching hour. So we are going to focus all of our calls on, like, we're going to do a lot of calls at night during the witching hour where we're all going to sit in a meeting when we normally go face down in the Cheetos or the Twinkies, and we're going to sit there together with a coach. We're going to talk about our urges. We're going to process some urges in real life time. We're going to just go, go, go like that. So we have a whole month in August dedicated to that whole, like, thinking about urges and thinking about the time frames in which we typically know that we are going to most want to eat. And so we're going to try to schedule some calls that do all of that. All right. So that's coming up in August. And if you don't know, July is dedicated to loving our body, finding some style, and all the things. Coach Judith Gatton is coming in to help all of us throughout the month of July. So she has created a program for us. She has the author of the How to Be a Fucking Lady book. So the book club is studying her book, but she's coming in and doing a 4-week class with us on, you know, just how to dress for the body we have, how to love the body that we have, how to quit waiting for the body we want before we start treating the body we have with respect, with love, and with honor. So it's going to be an exciting month. I think it's a great addition to when we've talked about the basics and we're set up on the foundation of here are the basics, here are the things that I'm doing. Then we went into thoughts 2.0, where we are like, all right, here's the things that I'm thinking. Here's how we get to a deeper level. And next month is all about, all right, most of the thought work that we do and the reasons why we're doing the basics is because all of us have this idea of we're changing our body. So in order to change our body, we have to do it from a place of love, guys. No more waiting around. No more beating ourselves up all the way down the scale. No more trying to demotivate ourselves into motivation. So that's why we wanted to spend a month on that, because it's important for you guys to develop a great relationship with yourself and a great relationship with your body so that when you're implementing the basics, you're doing it from an amazing relationship you have, not from running away from the relationship that you have. The thought work, letting it uncover the relationship you have, which that's what we're going to do today. So this week, for everybody coming in, here's what we're doing. It's called Encore Week, which means that we're doing the grand encore. One more time, let's like address some of the big things together. So you are, if you don't know what Encore Week is, all you have to do is go over to nobswomen.com and log in. There is a banner at the top of the page. It will link you to the bonus guide that's located inside of the Thoughts 2.0 course that we all studied throughout the month of June. We gave you a bonus guide for this week. And it's got some amazing things in there. Guys, don't skip the bonus guide. So let me tell you what's in there. I believe the bonus guide has the creating new belief process where I taught last week how to take an old shitty, take a new hotness, and how do we actually create the belief for new hotness other than just repeating it all the time? There's also in there the new doable hunger chart. So this week during Encore Week, we are doing doable hunger challenges each day. It's like, do you want to do this or do you want to do that? And so we've given you options for each and every day to use a different like skill and try on a different thing when it comes to finding your doable hunger. And what we noticed is a lot of you needed a chart. So let's go to the Wayback Machine over here in No BS land. About 2 years ago, we used to teach doable hunger and it was called the hunger scale. And so we applied numbers to it. And what we found is that it was very confusing. People were like, am I one or am I two? Am I this or am I like, there was a lot of like just spinning in too much of the nuance of where you were at on the number and thinking you had to be the perfect number before you could eat and be the perfect number when you stopped. And I wanted to really wanted to simplify it. It's like, there's no perfect number. It's like, let's just get in the range of being having enough. Let's just get in the range of being hungry and then you can eat. So when you look at the new doable hunger chart, you're going to see that not only have we given you now, we've given you a beautiful graphic with ranges, but like, here's what like fuck it eating probably feels like. Here's what fuck it eating thinks like. You know, like this is what hangry is like. This is like this is what like starting to get hungry is. This is what it looks like when you've just gone to Survivor Island hunger. So it just helps clear up a lot of, I don't really know what my signals are. We tried to give you something that was really useful in describing things. So if you want that, which I highly recommend you do, you will go to the banner or you will go to Thoughts 2.0 and it's in the bonus guide. We also have put it on the worksheets page. So underneath weight loss resources, there's like a button for like helpful worksheets and such. The doable hunger chart is now there also. We wanted to make sure you had it in a like I couldn't miss it place. I'm going to ask my live attendants, my people that come here, will some of you do me a favor? I want you to screenshot if you have printed your doable hunger chart. And I want you to share it in the Facebook group. And I want you to tell me either where you're going to keep it so that, you know, you don't forget it. Or I want you to tell me the reason why this makes more sense. Like, what is the thing that's like, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I love this because, however you want to do it. And then if you'll do me a super secret favor, when you create your post, please link it back to the website. The reason why I'm asking you guys to do this is because if a lot of you do it, then a lot more of our members will find it. I don't want them to miss out on this. I really don't want them to miss it. So you can link it. You can link it as a part of the bonus guide for Thoughts 2.0. You can put the link directly to the chart where you found it on the website. However you want to link it is fine with me. I just would really appreciate if you guys would do that. And somebody said they printed out in poster form. Take a picture of that, Trisha. And put that inside the group for real. So I hope it's helpful. And then the last thing is if you're doing the doable hunger challenge today, some of you are like doing a doable hunger challenge isn't always about like sitting around and waiting until you're hungry or not eating enough. Sometimes we do challenge parts of ourselves where we do that. But today we have two options. You're going to eat past enough. On purpose, with a lot of consciousness, you're going to examine your body. You're going to see how you feel in an hour. How many times did you burp? Did you get tired? Did it give you energy or did it like just get your mind racing about how full you are? Because you're going to have a conscious experience around it. It sometimes when you overeat on purpose, with a goal of experiencing what it's all about, guess what happens? You debunk some of your bullshit that you think like, I just like being full. It's so comforting. Look, that's a lot of thoughts. Let's just make sure it's actually true. So get you, like, this is a couple of ways that you can do it. You can, I keep sitting on my cord and yanking my head off. You can eat past enough with like a load of broccoli. See if it's always so comforting. You can do it with your favorite foods. See if it gives you heartburn. You can do all kinds of stuff. The other half is we're going to prove that getting real hungry isn't a fucking catastrophe. So today you might take the challenge of, I am going to get real hungry today. I'm going to one time with my own purpose mind, get real fucking hungry and just see what it's like. Listen to them damn thoughts. See what my brain reacts. Because getting real hungry is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing until your brain comes in and slaps its judgments all over it. There are like people who work in professions where they don't get to eat until they're real hungry and they don't freak out and they just have a meal that sustains them because they're not thinking crazy shit. Guess what else? There's times when we have to have colonoscopies, surgical preps, things like that. We have to get real hungry and we're not like going, oh my God, I'm going to overeat. You know what we normally do? We sit there and be like, I can't have anything to eat because I got to go into surgery. And then you start thinking about surgery. You're not sitting there thinking, you know, the moment I wake up from surgery, I'm probably going to have to just go straight to a buffet. I'm probably just going to overeat whatever hospital food they give me. Because you don't have the same thinking. It's not an emergency or a catastrophe. No, you might dread it or something, but I want you to just to realize all of the stuff that you think around hunger and enough is the stuff you think. If it's giving you anxiety, we got to work on those thoughts. We've got to learn how to prove them wrong. We have to debunk them. We've got to find them. Okay, so that brings me to thought reveals. The reason why this week we wanted to do the doable hunger challenges is because when you on purpose do something, you are going to see shit. So a thought reveal is when you do something on purpose with the intention of watching your habit brain. So this week, everything that we did, all of the doable hunger challenges were for you to be able to reveal the thoughts that you have when you get hungry, when you leave two bites behind, when you eat past enough, when you miss a snack, when you miss a meal, whatever you did this week in terms of the doable hunger challenge, it's called a thought reveal. We do them with a purpose so we can find out what do we think and what is the actual experience like. So never forget that your experience of something is always created by what you think about it. You can't experience what someone says to you. You can't experience hunger. You can't experience like things. Doing things until your brain starts interpreting what the experience is. That's the brain's job, is to paint the picture of what's going on for you so that then you can feel it and that creates your experience. So when we do a thought reveal, what we're doing is we are triggering the habit experience that we have. Pay attention. We're triggering the habit experience that we have so that we can watch it and learn how we naturally on default think and feel when we get hungry, when we leave food behind, when we eat half, when we do anything. So a thought reveal is where we're going to on purpose set ourselves up to do something for the simple fact of, I just want to know what experience my habit brain creates for me in these situations. Because what most of you are doing is like, let's say you learn the four basics. And the first thing you try is waiting for hunger. And your habit brain has a lot of old thinking around, it's going to be terrible. It's very depriving. You know, if you have to get hungry, it's really unfair. You know, everybody else gets to eat. If that's your habit brain's default responses, what we want to do is we want to create these thought reveals, because otherwise what you guys do is you do wait for hunger and you do it for 3 or 4 weeks, but it's not easy on you because you don't clean up the thinking on waiting for hunger. A lot of us are really good about willpowering through it. So like willpowering is where I'm going to wait for hunger and I can make myself do it. But while I'm making myself do it, I'm keeping my experience of it, my old experience, my default habit experience. And then I'm wondering why it's so hard. I don't understand why it's so hard. It's because you're commanding and forcing yourself to do something, trying to just override your default thinking, but you're believing it. So we want to use thought reveals to figure out, all right, so if I am, like, intellectually, it makes sense that waiting for hunger is a good thing. It's a normal thing. It's probably how my body was designed. I'm just going to go out on a wild ass limb and think the good Lord said, please, Corinne, wait for hunger before you eat. This is my original design of your product. Okay. Same thing on the enough side. Let's all pretend that like we were created by some kind of divine, the Big Bang, whatever you want to call it. And its original design was human bodies wait for hunger and human bodies don't stuff themselves because they're not hibernating. I gave that job to the bears. I gave the humans the job of only eating enough to stay at the top of the food chain. How about that? Well, if you're like a lot of us, we learn this and we're like, I intellectually can get there. But when I'm waiting for hunger and when I'm stopping, my default brain is like, oh my God, this is so unfair. This sucks. You're so rich. This is such diet mentality. Like, it's diet mentality. No. That's your default programming. So a lot of you, what you do is you can like willpower, like, all right, I keep stopping and I keep waiting, but I keep all my thoughts the entire time. I don't change them. I don't shift them. I don't look at them. I don't question them. I just keep thinking how terrible this is. I just keep thinking how unfair it is. I just keep thinking this is depriving. I just keep thinking it's wasteful. I just keep thinking I'm going to starve to death, but I'm not going to do it anyway. That's what makes it feel terrible. And a lot of you try that. Well, what we want to do is we want to start creating these thought reveal moments where you can just understand, oh, my default brain keeps offering me this old horseshit. I need to like really understand it. I need to write it down. I need to see it on a piece of paper. I need to question it. I need to think about this stuff, because if I'm going to lose weight, I can't keep thinking how hard and unfair it is to stop eating when I've had enough. Probably not a thought that I can see myself. I don't see myself at 80 years old, always thinking every time I stop at enough food, thinking, well, that was one more notch on my belt of hard and unfairness. But we keep trying to do it that way. That's why like a lot of you start out so good, because you can override that shit, because you'll be like, so depriving everything, but I know I'm going to lose weight, but I'm here. And like, you'll like keep this old shit as if this is the trueness of my situation, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think it's fine. But the problem is you're keeping the trueness of the situation. You're keeping your bullshit experience and not questioning it. So why do we do a thought reveal? Why are we going to on purpose put our selves in harm's way. Like, think about it. I am going to legit do something that I know my brain is going to throw a hissy fit over. So why would I even do that? Bam! I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, it takes the focus out of hard and puts it on insight. So when we say, today, I'm not going to eat my 3 o'clock snack, because what I want to do is I want for one day to not eat it, and I want to pay attention to what my brain says. Corinne says that my brain is always talking to me, and every day I think about a snack, and the next thing I know, I'm just rolling up to Walgreens, buying some M&Ms. I'm headed off to the pantry to grab my Cheetos, or like I'm dialing up my girlfriend and saying, like, meet me at the vending machine. Your brain is talking. What most of you do, though, is the moment your brain offers a suggestion, and for a hot second you think, probably shouldn't do that, you start feeling anxiety. You just give yourself permission. Yeah, you're not going to have any more thoughts. Guess what? Once you've given yourself permission, your brain don't have to argue with you anymore. Your brain is like, yeehaw, let's go. So a thought reveal is so that rather than you guys say, like, guys, I'm going to hold these up for a lot. So don't be panicking if you didn't get your screenshot yet. What the thought reveal does is like, I am going to not have this snack. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to listen for today. That creates curiosity, wonderment, insight, that creates other feelings. What most of you do is say, I'm not going to have my 3 o'clock snack today. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. So all you've done is set yourself up to go into the situation anticipating being hard, not anticipating listening. And then your default brain is like, all right, let me offer up all my habit thoughts. And we don't watch them. We hear them and we panic. Like, oh my God, why am I thinking this stuff? If these thoughts don't go away, I ain't ever going to lose weight. Oh, this all feels so terrible every single time. So when you set it up that way, the do line actually becomes bitching, whining, and moaning, which results in being a titty baby anytime you're trying to better yourself. I don't think that that's the result most of us want. What we'd like to do in our think, feel, do cycle is think something like, today only, I'm not going to have my snack, and I'm going to listen to what my brain offers up. The feeling becomes curious. Guess what the do line is? Watch, listen, take notes with a pen and piece of paper, resulting in learning what my brain thinks, having information to go forward with. That's a good thing. So the other reason why we do it is you're going to hear what you've been missing. Remember when I was saying a lot of you, like, just the second you think, let's have a snack, you're like, oh God, here it comes. Let's just have it. You shut down the self-sabotage thoughts. You shut down any of the knowledge that you could glean. So the reason why we do a thought reveal, the reason why we're like, we're one day, we're not going to have one, is you really want to know what all's underneath there. You're going to hear a lot of the thoughts you've been missing by just giving into the urge. And it's only one time. If you do a thought reveal and you find all your thoughts and you want to work on them and go right back to eating, go for it. You need to tell yourself, this is for one time to hear things. And I might hear stuff that helps me do it again one day and try new thoughts and stuff. But for today only, that's what we will do. No, like, giving your brain this idea of like, look, if you want to go back to how you've been doing it, it's fine. We're just doing this once. It creates relief. It allows your brain to think this is manageable and doable. It allows your brain to think this is short term. because what a lot of you do is you like, we'll say like, we're not going to have a snack today, which means for the rest of our lives, we're doomed and shackled to the no snack rule. And then we create so much anxiety and so much dread and doom around trying to do things that we know are good for us, that we cannot overcome that hurdle. So that's another reason why we do thought reveals. And the last thing is, it speeds up weight loss. Do you know the fastest way to lose weight? Find all the bullshit thoughts that are lurking underneath the surface that you're not finding right now, that you're not watching for, that you're not listening, that you're afraid of. Look, none of these thoughts are harming you. They're just there. They're there for you to do something with them. You can keep them. You can change them. It's whatever you want to do. But if you want to speed up weight loss, start listening to your thoughts. Because the only thing that stops weight loss is your thoughts. So if you would like to, let's imagine we're going down a highway all together. And it's got stop signs every quarter mile. And if all the stop signs were gone, you could get to your destination in 4 hours. But this time, every quarter mile, it's a four-way stop now. Every busted thought you have around food is like a stop sign on your path to weight loss. It doesn't mean it stops your weight loss. It means you've got to stop for a while till you figure something out about it. Then once you do, you get to go. And when you do a thought reveal, like let's say you don't eat a snack and you've got 5 thoughts about not eating snacks that are some bullshit. And you do a thought reveal and you find them. You have found 5 stop signs on the way to weight loss. And when you kind of wrestle with each one of them a little bit and tweak them and use some of the like, all right, this is one where I want to turn down the volume on it when I hear it because it's just like obvious bullshit. It's not even true. This one, I can easily apply a thought switch to it. It's like when I think this, it would be real easy for me to think that. Whatever it may be, I want to remind myself of this when I hear this one. Then you've removed 5 stop signs on the way to weight loss. It means you'll just get to go a mile, a whole nother mile without even having to stop. You'll get there faster. All of you always want to know, like, how do I get off my plateaus? How do I speed up weight loss? Start uncovering the thoughts that are preventing you. And it's not always stuff like, I suck. It's little things like, I'm going to get too hungry. It's like, bitch, you ain't going to get too hungry. What country are you living in? If you got a Zoom account, if you're in no BS and you can pay $59 a month to lose weight, I highly doubt any of you are getting ready to starve. We have to like check ourselves, like at the ridiculousness of the things that we will allow ourselves to think. It's like, no, I'm not going to starve. I'm just not going to eat for another hour. I'm not going to set myself up for overeating in an hour. I'm going to have a meal in an hour. And I'm just going to be paying real close attention. Because in the past, maybe I have. But I've learned so much that my thinking drove that. My thinking today is a little different. Probably not going to overeat. That's the opportunities you open yourself up for, to be able to cruise down the highway of weight loss when you start finding these busted thoughts. All right. So watching your brain, this is the goal with a thought reveal. Most of us are just listening to our brain. Our sad ass little habit brain is just offering up all its default stuff. We're like, oh yeah, oh yeah. We're just believing everything it has to say. It's just like finding a charlatan on the street corner and they're just saying like, you know, invest money with me and, you know, sell me your house and go out with me. It would be like you literally going to the street corner in a random city, seeing some bozo standing on the corner and being like, tell me everything. and I'm just going to believe it. Your brain, your habit brain's a damn bozo on the street corner selling you some bullshit with a sandwich board. And you guys are like, all in here, take my money. It's a no. We're going to start watching our brain. We're going to quit just listening to it. The other thing, when you watch your brain, you're using your conscious brain to watch the habit brain. So what does that mean? It means that you don't have a snack and you're going to listen. You're on purpose with that reasoning part of your brain is saying, habit brain, what you got? What's the bitching and the moaning? And you'll hear the thoughts. And when you're watching them, there's a little separation than what we normally experience. You will notice that when you watch a thought, when you're like listening on purpose for them, you don't feel as bad. You're like, oh, no wonder I get jacked up every day with those thoughts. So when your habit brain is the only one paying attention, you feel and experience them as if they're real. When your conscious brain watches your habit brain to see what it's got to say, you experience it like a science experiment. You experience it like a scientist who's looking under the microscope at a slide. You're noticing things. You're getting clarity around why certain times of day it's harder to not eat than others. You're understanding, like, oh yeah, every day if I just let my brain say these things going unchecked, it's no wonder I do eat. I'd eat too if I was only listening to that. So it allows your conscious brain to kind of like look down and say, like, I see the narrative you're giving me, habit brain. Now, the thing about it is when you watch the brain, you cannot be sitting there judging it. Otherwise, you fall into the trap of feeling all your judgmental thoughts. So when you watch your habit brain, your number one job, I tell you this all the time. We talk about this when we talk about how do you change a thought? How do you find a thought? It's always this. You cannot be the judge. You must be the scientist of your brain. A judge thinks things like, I shouldn't be thinking that. That thought is bad. That thought's wrong. If I keep thinking this way, I'm never going to lose weight. The judge thinks about the thoughts in a way that's very punitive, fearful, and scary. The scientist is like, this is the sentences. These are the exact things that I'm going to work on. This is the information I needed to go to the next level. The scientist is always looking at the thoughts that our habit brain opens up for us like it's a good thing. Like, I'm really getting good at this. I am starting to hear the old shitties. I'm starting to hear the bullshit now. And when I hear the bullshit, I can either do something different or think something different. I don't have to be following the bullshit anymore. And that's one of the things that I've gotten good at this year. I was telling my coach the other day, I was like, you know, I finally realized I really have a lot of old shitty thoughts. I really have a lot of like just, you know, negative type thinking. But I just watch them so much now that I don't even have to change them. Just knowing it's a sentence is enough for me to be like, yeah, and I'm just going to like keep doing this over here. It is so relieving. So the example I was given was, I'll skip this snack today to see what my brain says. That in and of itself offers you relief. Most of the time what you guys do is you command your brain. Like, I'm going to skip the snack today because I got to lose weight. Shit's got to get real up in here and I'm skipping the snack. And we say things that are so dramatic and so inflammatory and so commanding that we go into skipping a snack jacked up on cortisol and adrenaline, anxiety, pressure. And then we wonder why we cave so fast. We're already worn out. But when we go in like a scientist, when we go in going to observe ourselves, guess what we do? We go in with some relief from all of that. We go in with the curiosity. Curiosity and wondering what the experience will be like doesn't come with adrenaline and cortisol. It's a pretty neutral experience. It's not high as a kite either. It's just like, eh, this is what we're going to do. All right. So the steps to doing a thought reveal. Number one, decide what you want to see. So decide what you want to see, like in your thoughts. What do you want to see in your thoughts? So one of the things that, let me just repeat this. I totally have it's a typo. It's a write-o. You want to decide what kind of thought reveal you want to do. Like, what thought reveal do I need to do most to churn some of this thinking? I'm giving you some examples. For a lot of you, you may want to do a thought reveal in the mirror. I do a lot of thought reveals in the mirror. I don't prepare myself for how I want to think. I just jump in the mirror and I listen to see what my brain wants to default go to. I want to know, like, well, what body shaming is it going to offer up today? What good thoughts is it going to offer up today? Like, I really want to understand, like, all right, so today, like, where is my default thinking landing? Do I notice that some of my default thinking starting to change and stuff? So that's one thing. You also can do it on the scale. A lot of you get on the scale with dread and worry. I want you to get on this scale with curiosity about what kind of thoughts am I still attaching to the number? So you can start treating your weekly weigh-ins like a thought reveal. Like, where does my default brain go when I weigh in? I really want to know so I can start deciding what thoughts are useful and what thoughts are helpful. You can do it with skipping the meal, eating a little less, do a hunger experiment, eat one of your favorite foods to do a thought reveal that you normally restrict or deprive yourself of. You can do it at your favorite restaurant and eat something you normally don't. So, like, for some of you, a lot of you will, you do really good when you're at home, but then the second you go to a restaurant, you just order, like, you know, all the things. You can do a purposeful thought reveal by saying, this one meal, I'm going to go and I'm going to pay attention to the experience I have when I eat what I always say I'm going to eat. If I want to go back to just eating whatever I want at the other meals, I can, but I would like to know, what am I running from? What is so hard? Because it will be all of the thoughts that I'm creating around the experience that what I think will happen is the only thing I'm running from. So let's just see what it will be like. It could be better than I think. It could be worse than I think. It could be all kinds of things, but I'd like to at least know what we're dealing with. Then I can make better informed decisions about all the other meals that I'm going to go have at this restaurant. The second thing you do is, like, once you pick, like, what I'm going to do is a thought reveal. You want to set up the day to watch your thoughts. So that's step two. The thing you want to do is just like, all right, this is when I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at this time. We want to make it very factual. At this time, this is exactly what I'm going to do. You want to avoid dread thinking. You want to do no command thinking. I'm going to tell you what this looks like in just a second. And you want to use your curious thinking. So we're going to plan the time and the thing that we're going to do. And then we're going to watch out for the avoid and command thinking. And we're going to insert our curious thinking. So some examples of that would be, this is my nope and yep column. I hope this works. No, we don't want to be thinking that. That's dread thinking. I always think about it. When you think, like, I hope this works, they always kind of triggers a little bit of dread or anxiety, because your brain is sitting back there in the peanut gallery going, and it probably won't. It's probably going to suck for you. Like, it's all back there mouthing. I wonder what I'll think about. So, like, when you set it up, you want to, like, on purpose, rather than thinking, I hope this works, you want to think, I wonder what I'm going to think about. That gives your brain the command to start getting curious about, what is it that we think when we do this? This will be hard. This is some more dread thinking. Instead, this will help me. This will help me uncover thinking. If it's only my thoughts, that's an easy switch. That's something that I can do over time. I am sure all of you at some point in your life have changed your mind about something. Guess what? That's all you did was create a thought switch. If you can do it at one time in your life, that means you have the skill. A lot of times, a lot of people will be like, I used to never like, you know, a certain flower and now I do. Or I used to never like driving and now I do. Or I used to always love driving and now I hate it. Guess what? Your mind can change. Duh. If it works there, it works anywhere. I'll have to buckle down. So like when you think you're going to skip a snack or something. Yes, I did my shoulder workout this morning. I am literally supporting my arm because my shoulders are killing me. My right shoulder is burning right now trying to hold this up. I'll have to buckle down. That is some dread command thinking. I'm trying something helpful. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to try something helpful to see if this helps me unlock one of the stop signs on weight loss. You won't be able to eat what you want. So let's say that you're going to like kill a snack or you're going to go to that restaurant, do something different. And your mind is like, you won't be able to eat what you want. Dread ass thinking. You want to tell yourself, you'll be able to understand what's going on in your brain. So these are some helpful thought switches for all of you so that you can use those when you try to do your thought reveals. All right. So thought reveals combined with purposeful watching reduces resistance and anxiety. So when you do some thought reveals around your common patterns, and you decide, I'm going to purposely watch what my brain says, you reduce resistance and anxiety around the four basics. Like if you want to do it like today, I'm going to make my 24-hour plan, and I want to listen and take note of what my brain thinks around making a 24-hour plan. And when you do that, you're not thinking so much about how much you hate the 24-hour plan. Like most of you, like if you don't like planning, your default brain is like, oh my God, you don't have time. Oh my God, this is going to suck. It's going to take so long. This is not going to help. It's probably not going to be good enough. You're never going to be able to eat the things you want. Like your brain will offer up a load of shit. And the next thing you know, you're not planning to get away from a load of shit. And guess what? When you don't plan, not only are you getting away from the anxiety and resistance of your brain, but you're also getting away from your weight loss. We don't want to do that. So if we want to get away from resistance and anxiety around planning, let's do a thought reveal and change the thinking, creating resistance and anxiety. Don't take away the circumstance of planning. So you write those thoughts down. And when you think about, like, here's what I'm going to do. Today, I just want to listen for the thoughts. You're already in the land of curiosity. The normal anxiety and resistance that you feel won't be felt the same because now you're watching the thoughts and be like, oh, okay, I think this, I think this, I think this, I think this. These are the sentences that go through my brain. Turns into a scientific experiment. You're not just sitting there dreading it because you're just believing everything your brain had to offer. Number three, watch, note, and remind. So you're going to watch the thoughts that come in, right? You are going to note the revealed thinking that you're getting. So just have out a piece of paper. And then you're going to remind yourself not to judge what you hear and see. So number one, we are picking when we're going to do it, and we're going to be super specific and clear. We're like, this time, this thing, this is exactly what we're doing. That gets our brain calm. Number two is setting up the day and the time in which you do it. So number one, pick the thing. Number two, get super clear on it. Number three, actually do it and watch and note what you're hearing and then remind yourself, we are not to judge what we're hearing and seeing. That's the thought reveal process. That's it. So you just want to make sure you're staying in that scientist mode. A scientist will do things like this in the think, feel, do cycle. I wonder what I'll hear. The feeling is curious. The do becomes listening. And you've learned instead of reacting. That's what we want. We want to be here. We don't want to be, this is going to be terrible, feel anxiety. And the do is believe everything we hear. And then the only result that we get is you recreate a shitty ass experience that you keep having over and over and over again. We want to break those patterns. So thought reveals, they help you get out of the willpower merry-go-round of making yourself do shit. And they help you stop avoiding things from fear. And thought reveals, they get to the root of what's holding you hostage or slowing you down in weight loss. And that's the point. We want the thought reveals to help us so that we can see the very thoughts that we've been thinking are true. Just because they feel true don't mean they are. All right, let's take a couple of questions. I really want you guys to give me some questions about this process. So if there's anything about this process or about what you learned you want to ask questions on, feel free. If you have questions outside of this, just take it over to Facebook or take it over to the Ask Coaches and we'll answer it over there. Is it ever useful to do a thought reveal around something you do well and easily to celebrate, change a story, feel pride? Yeah, like a thought reveal can be done for that. We focus today on the thought reveal process in terms of like things that you would want to solve and things you would want to like find that you don't know. But look, I'll hold those up again while I talk, guys. Here's the second to the last one. Y'all screenshot. Everybody needs to learn how to screenshot. Like click on your phone. Oh, somebody's got it. Robin has it. And then somebody's a fast typer. And the last one was this one. There you go. Screenshot. Some of y'all can like post this inside of the Facebook group if you want. I write all these because it's just easier for me. But somebody in the comments type, what is the keyboard shortcut so that if they're on their computer that they can screenshot something real fast? All right. But yeah, you can do it during the times where you are let's say that you're working on believing in yourself, or you're working on celebrating yourself and stuff. And you're starting to, like, you have areas where this would be really interesting. I didn't think about it. This is such a good question. Let's say you have areas in your life. I hear a lot of you say, like, I'm so good and I'm so accomplished in these areas of my life. I don't know why it's not happening in weight loss. And you guys forget that it's a transferable skill. So if you're good in one area of your life, like super successful, you have the skills to transfer to weight loss. You just don't, you tell yourself that this one's very different and this one's hard. So your brain disconnects bringing those skills over. So you could do a thought reveal in areas of your life where you're really good at things, where you do celebrate yourself and stuff, and listen for the thoughts that you have. Then challenge yourself, like, where can I be doing this in weight loss? What areas in weight loss could I use these thoughts? Where are the spots that I'm just missing right now because I keep believing that they're not connected? That would be a really good experience for you guys. Alt plus print screen. Y'all, if y'all do that, you can screenshot. There's probably lots of different commands that you can use. All right. Can you talk about how this relates to the concept of monk meals? Seems similar. Yeah, it's the same type of concept. So when you have a monk meal, you're actually doing a thought reveal. So a monk meal is where you're going to sit and you're going to eat in silence so that you can hear what you think when you're eating about your life, about your food, what all comes up. That's a thought reveal. That's all it is. Just a monk meal is one kind of a thought reveal. When we do the Fuck It Foods worksheet, that's a guided thought reveal. So a Fuck It Foods worksheet is over in the website. This is where you're going to take, and we've done some Fuck It Foods worksheets workshops. If you're like, what is that? You can find the calls on by searching in the video replays. We've done lots of these little workshops, but you take a food that you typically say you have no control around, or it's your binge food or whatever, and you eat it with the worksheet. All we're doing is a thought reveal. It's a guided thought reveal to kind of see what your thinking is and to show you like what the actual experience it is. So a lot of times when you do the Fuck It Foods worksheet, your brain is offering up its habit thoughts. And then when you're doing it consciously, you realize that what you thought isn't really true. You experience something consciously very different. And I think that's what you guys will also find when you do some thought reveals, is that you'll find that you'll hear some of your bullshit thinking. And when you're watching it, you'll be like, oh my God, that's not even really true. Like your conscious brain will automatically want to offer something different based on your experiences. So it's just a really good process for you guys. I tend to overeat when I'm eating with other people in a social situation. If I wanted to try this during that time, how do you recommend taking notes if there are other people there? Put your phone underneath the table. This is my first thing. As I'd have my phone, I'd have my notes app out, and I just have my phone right next to me. And I just tell the people, like, hey, I'm waiting on some texts. I'm going to like, don't mind me. I'm going to have to like, I'm going to be having to text a little bit. I would just say that. Or if you don't, you don't have to explain yourself, or you can just say, hey, I've got some things that I might remember during this time. If I'm over here typing, just ignore me. That's what I would do. And if it's a group of friends who totally get you, you could just say, hey, I'm like if it was me and my girlfriends, like if it was Jane, my friend Lisa, Lori, if it was like some of my friends and I was doing this, I would probably just say like, hey, I'm going to totally be all in, but I tend to overeat when we're all together. And so all I want to do today is I'm going to be listening for my shitty thoughts, and don't mind me. I'm just going to make note of them over here. That's what I would do. Now, you could also excuse yourself to go to the bathroom at the beginning of the meal and at the end of the meal. And so just sit there. And when you're in the social situation, listen for what your brain thinks. Go to the bathroom. Note anything you can remember. When the meal's done, go to the bathroom. Note anything you can remember. That also works too. Because you don't have to catch every single thought. You don't have to remember every single one of them. But I bet you that if you just paid attention when you go to the bathroom to note, your brain's going to prioritize probably the ones that you need to work on first. And once you do that, you do it again in a few months. If you've already solved those, then the other ones that are there that you didn't get the first time will come up the second time. All right. That is all of the questions that we've got today. Y'all have a good day. I am headed to Las Vegas. If you don't know, I am doing hashtag 60 days. This is my own personal little journey. I am sharing in the Facebook. Some days I'm doing a little video. And those all will get put into the private member podcast for you guys. Most days I'm just taking a selfie. Some days I'm sharing my workouts. I'm not doing it every single day, but y'all can follow me along in the Facebook group under hashtag 60 days. I believe we've made it a topic also, and I believe we've put it in the guides. So if you want to just follow along, my 60-day journey is about getting stronger. So if you don't know, I did a 10-mile race 2 weeks ago, and like I didn't lift as much weight as I want to, like especially the last 6 weeks, because it was just a lot of running. And I just wanted to get back in my weights. I was ready. And so my 60 days is about enjoying myself, maintaining my weight all through the summer, but getting back to lifting like a boss. Like I just really want to lift like a boss more than anything. And I am proud to say that yesterday I did the leg press. It's a machine leg press. I wish we had a plated one, but we don't. I was on a level 6 last week for 4 sets of 12. And yesterday I ended up doing 6 sets of 12 on level 11. I set a goal for myself that in by the end of this, that I'm going to be able to at least do one set. I don't know if I'll do 12, but I at least probably I'd love to be able to do 4 to 6 reps. I want to max the machine out. That's my big goal. So like I have lots of goals around strength training, but that was my big one. I've always had just powerful legs. I was telling Jane about this morning, like 2 workouts in and I'm able to lift almost double what I did last week. So, I love lifting legs. It's one of my favorite body parts. That and shoulders are my favorite body parts. So you guys can follow me along in hashtag 60 days if you just kind of want to see what all I'm doing. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.